Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of New Books in South Asian Studies. I am your host, Madhuri. And today we are talking to Shumana Roy about her book, How I Became a Tree. It came out last year from Aleph. And Shumana is a poet, a novelist, an erstwhile professor of creative writing and English literature, and currently a writing fellow at the Rachel Carson Center for Environment and Society in Munich, Germany. It's just so happens, coincidentally, that Shumanadi and I are also from the same, now not so small, town in the Himalayan foothills called Siliguri, a place that, in fact, features very prominently in her writing, both fiction and nonfiction. So I'm very excited to welcome this hometown kindred spirit, Shumana Roy, to this episode of New Books in South Asian Studies. Welcome.
Thank you, Madhuri. I'm equally excited to be talking to someone from Siliguri. This is a rare opportunity for me. Thank you.
So, you know, let's jump right into it. Before we, you know, talk more specifically about how I became a tree, I just wanted to ask you more generally about how you started writing, because I believe you have a PhD in English literature, right?
Yeah, I do. It's a semiotic study of the work of Amit Choudhury. I came to writing as in, I don't like to use this term, but I'll use it anyway, creative writing, quite late in my life. I think it was simultaneous with my working on my doctoral dissertation. I was working on it through the day. And what happened is around 1996, when I just started studying at university, I discovered A Strange and Sublime Address in the library in this provincial university where I studied, North Bengal University, and was completely bowled over by the fact that there were things in the book, and I'm not only talking about characters, but the experience of people like myself. And it stayed with me. So when I went on to write a doctoral dissertation, I chose this particular writer. What happened in the process, I think, was, though I can see it only retrospectively, that it gave me, the book kind of liberated me into thinking that it was possible for people like me to write about experiences of people like myself and people around me. And then I was working on the doctoral dissertation, and it also happened that I happened to be in Germany at that time when I was working on the PhD, and I missed the sound of Bangla very much. So apart from there were no WhatsApp or, you know, one of these apps that allow you to make free phone calls almost to your parents or family back home. I miss the sound of the Bangla language very much. And I began to read a lot of Bangla poetry. So I found that I was reading Bangla poetry late into the night and felt very comforted by the sound of the language. As you're aware, many of us who happen